This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 80,000 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week. That would have been a record-crushing figure in any other year, but as CPR's Andrew Kenny reports, during the pandemic, it's an improvement.
The number of new people filing for regular unemployment each week has trended downward from a high of 100,000 earlier this month. But state economists say it's too early to say that layoffs have peaked. The new figures also include gig workers and independent contractors who were allowed to apply last week for the first time ever. And it appears Colorado's unemployment system is better handling the unprecedented demand. Payments are largely going out on time after delays last week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
With state tax revenues falling, the governor has outlined a plan to cut the state budget by almost $230 million over the next 2 months. The money comes from across state government, from grants for teachers to the Civil Air Patrol. State lawmakers are preparing for cuts of 10% or more to the budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Demand is way down for oil and gas. Applications to drill for oil and gas in Colorado are down 96% from a year ago. The Denver Post reports drillers sought only 21 new permits in April, down from 500 at this time last year. Starting today, sports betting is legal in Colorado, even with few sporting events to bet on right now. Voters approved sports betting in person and via mobile device last fall. Colorado's casinos are closed, but apps are available for those who want to start betting. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.